Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Big game coming up this weekend for Queensland Firebirds, who take on New South Wales Swifts at Nissan Arena on Sunday. So tickets available at Ticketek. And one of their superstars, defensive player for the Firebirds, is Ruby Bakewell-Doran. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, go back 1-1 to start the season for the Firebirds. 1-point loss against the Thunderbirds in round one, and it was probably that first quarter that maybe was the difference. Round two really sort of picked that up. 21-11 in the first quarter. What are we going to see from the team coming into this one?
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, we had a great last quarter against Adelaide, and then we had a cracking first quarter against Giants. So hopefully we can just sort of pick up those other quarters and build a bit more consistency through the game against Swifts.
Hey, Ruby, you might have been part of that really strong start the other night, 21-11, because the Giants just struggled to get the ball into Joe Harton. Was that you in the midfield? Were you a total matchup for Sophie Dwyer? Where were you playing?
Yeah, I was goal defence, against Sophie Dwyer. So, yeah, I'd like to think I helped.
Yeah, that's you. And does it annoy you that Corey called you a superstar, but, gee, you get hidden, don't you? The shooters get all the glory.
Oh, they do a bit. But, look, we try our best. We got to get a few cracking intercepts to get that glory, but that's all right. We'll work through that.
I could not believe how fast they chewed away at your lead from 30 to 20. It was 30-20. And in an eye blink, it was 30-25. That it can turn quick, eh? Mm.
Yeah, it's unreal. And, I mean, that's the purpose of the super shot, I suppose. But, yeah, you can't really sit comfortably with a 10-goal lead, which is why, you know, for us it's so important to learn how to push on from those leads and, really put our foot down. But, you know, that's Giants' specialty too. Like, they're great in the two-point zone. So, yeah, big credit to them as well for that.
What's the mindset when it comes around that super shot? Particularly, you know, from a spectacle point of view, you want to see just every time the ball gets down there that it just comes, from a super shot, which is now what we're starting to see. But from a defensive point of view, which is what you play, what's your mindset?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got like a sort of like an attack and D mindset when it comes to the two-point zone. And I suppose it's working out our opposition and, you know, whether they are pretty hot-handed in the two-point zone. Mm. And for us, it's actually just like chewing down the clock a bit when we've got possession to give them less opportunities to score. Like, if we're on in the two-point zone, that's great. Like, and we obviously back our girls in every day to sort of sink those twos. But they are still a risky pass. Like, they're risky shot. They're a little bit further out. So they are a bit more tough to get the rebounds off for our attackers, and we'd like to think in D that we can get a few rebounds in the other end. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. You definitely look at the opposition you're playing and work through it like that, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. And they're making it look easier. The hot hands are very good at it, and sometimes I didn't even realise they were in the zone. Mm. Like, they just in she goes.
I know, definitely.
Are you a fan of the rule that is now the super shot? I think from a spectacle, and this is just me just outside looking in, I think it should go to 7 minutes instead of 5 minutes.
Okay.
I reckon you just have a different approach. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't heard of someone wanting to extend the time before. I mean, as a defender, I would probably say, well, how about no, less than five. But I think it should be pushed out a little bit. I think purely because when you look at it, it is a pretty standard mid-range shot for a good mid-range shooter or a long-range shooter. So I sort of feel like, you know, if you're going to make it really worth 2 points, I think it should be pushed out a little bit, whether that's only a foot or so, just to keep it interesting. But, I do think it is really good from a spectator perspective. Like, it is a lot of fun, so yeah, I do think it's a good one to keep.
Talking with Ruby Bakewell-Doran, the defensive superstar for the Firebirds, who take on the Swifts this week. I'm a father of four. I've got two girls. As a young girls that are aspiring to be Firebirds, what would be a big or main advice you'd give?
Oh, to be honest, I would just say, like, put all your effort in and, like, find a way to love the game. at each stage you sort of progress to, you've got to find a way to, yeah, to just keep the enjoyment and keep the fun and keep the laughter. And I think that, you know, you can progress through anything as long as that you're finding joy in what you're doing. So, yeah, that'd be my words of wisdom.
Yeah, nice. That fun and enjoyment on away trips. Have you got a roomie? Do you keep the same roomie?
We don't keep the same roomie. We share the love, which is actually quite nice. There's only 10 of us who go away. So, yeah, you only get one of them, but it's fun. I love going away.
Is there a roomie that you don't want and why?
To be honest, no. Like, hand on heart, there is actually not one person that I wouldn't want to room with. I've actually played a lot of my netball with these girls, like in pathway times, like back in the day. So it kind of just feels like traveling with family, which is pretty nice.
And Ruby, that pathway for you wasn't that easy, and you didn't love netball for a fair while there. You lost important youth years through knee injuries, but you got it back.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah, I think that's why that is my words of wisdom, because I suppose back in the day I was really hating netball and I was really not loving it, and it takes up so much of your time and it's a lot of sacrifice when you're playing sport and, you know, traveling around and stuff. And so, yeah, I definitely lost the love and then had a bad injury in a game. Someone came through and dislocated my kneecap and I tore my ACL. And I was only little, I was only 15, so it took me almost 3 years to get back to playing and sort of getting the confidence back on my knee, and I'm so glad I did. I honestly wouldn't know where I'd be right now if I hadn't come back all those years ago.
And now you train a lot with and against Gretel Buetta, and the girls think you're friends. You say you're friends, but those training sessions must be pretty fierce, eh?
Yeah, we don't have Gret this year, unfortunately. She's busy being a mum. But back, in my first and second year, training alongside Gretel was so fierce. I can understand why people would think we were mates out on court. But honestly, I owe so much of my development to that woman. She is an incredible athlete and she pushed me so hard. And I would like to think I did the same thing to her. And, we really set each other up for some good netball that year.
Just how important is exactly that? I mean, from looking back at my days, when you're first grade training, you really need those people underneath you to continually push you. But more importantly, you obviously do the same for them. And a friend of mine, she's a part of the Firebirds at the moment, Liliana Rennie, and she's a training partner. So it's really important that whilst you want to improve your game, you want to try and upskill these younger players that are coming through also, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and funny enough, Lil is actually playing for Cougars, which is my old club too, coming through under Liz White. Absolutely. It makes such a huge difference. I mean, if your training environment can be tougher than the environment you can get in a game, that's honestly the best case scenario. The girls pushing you to the day in, day out. It sort of makes us better, and like their development just goes like so quickly out of sight. It's incredible to watch them sort of learn and develop in that time as well.
Yeah. So, Ruby, what are you expecting from the Swifts? They're always top of the order somewhere, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, the Swifts are clinical. And, I mean, they had a bit of a shaky start in round one and then they came out and smashed the Mavs in round two. So I think we know that they're going to be physical. We know they're going to come out hard and fast. And for us, it's about sort of countering that and coming out strong as well. And then sort of building on our previous two games and building a bit of consistency through the back end of the game. And so, yeah, I think it'll be a good one. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, tops.
Well, we're excited too. Heels, you were at the last one.
Yes.
Maybe back-to-back in sellouts there at Nissan Arena.
So, I could be the difference.
Well, you're claiming you are the difference. Ruby Bakewell-Doran, very good luck this weekend against the Swifts. We'll be right behind the girls.
Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you. Thanks so much.